Warsa, welcome to Laugh and Learn, Anatomy Edition. I'm Dr. Liam O'Connor, and today we're diving deep into the abdominal wall, where all the magic happens, or should I say, where the magic tries to escape.
That's right, Liam. It's like a protective fortress for our organs, but sometimes they get a little too adventurous. You know, like that one friend who always wants to go bungee jumping.
Exactly. And just like that friend, our organs can sometimes push their luck, literally. We're talking about hernias, folks. They're not just a medical term. They're a real-life drama unfolding in our bodies.
Speaking of drama, did you know the abdominal wall is like a superhero cape? It keeps everything in place, but when it fails, it's like a wardrobe malfunction on a red carpet.
Oh, I love that analogy. But let's not forget, while it's funny, understanding the abdominal wall is crucial for our health. It's all about keeping those organs where they belong, inside.
Right on. So buckle up, listeners. We're about to embark on a journey through the anatomy of the abdominal wall in the wild world of hernias. Let's get this party started.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of the abdominal wall. It's like the body's very own protective barrier. Think of it as a bouncer at a nightclub, keeping the organs in line and making sure they don't sneak out.
Spot on, Liam. The abdominal wall has multiple layers, each with its own role. We've got the skin, then the fat layer, followed by the muscle layers. It's like a lasagna, but instead of delicious cheese, we've got muscle fibers and connective tissue.
And let's not forget the fascia. It's like the cling film wrapping around our lasagna, holding everything together. Without it, it'd be a total mess, like a spaghetti disaster on a first date.
Right. And speaking of layers, the abdominal wall is made up of three main muscle groups: the external obliques, internal obliques, and the transverse abdominis. They work together like a well-coordinated dance team, keeping everything stable and strong.
Exactly. Those muscles help with movement and support. When you twist, bend, or even just sit up, they're the ones doing the heavy lifting, literally.
And let's not overlook the role of the rectus abdominis, or as I like to call it, the six-pack muscle. And it's the show-off of the group, flexing when you're trying to impress someone at the beach.
No kidding. But remember, folks, those muscles don't just look good. They protect your organs from injury. So if you're thinking about skipping your core workout, just remember, those muscles are your body's first line of defense.
Well said, Liam. It's all about balance. Strengthening those muscles can help prevent issues like hernias, which we'll dive into later. So keep those abs engaged, people.
So what exactly is a hernia? Picture this. Your organs are like a bunch of party guests, and the abdominal wall is the door. Sometimes one of those guests gets a little too rowdy and tries to push through the door. Voila, you've got a hernia.
Fair point, Liam. A hernia occurs when an organ or tissue bulges through a weak spot in the abdominal wall. It's not just a one-type-fits-all situation, though. There are different kinds of hernias, like inguinal, umbilical, and hiatal.
Right on. The inguinal hernia is the heavyweight champion here. It happens when tissue pushes through a weak spot in the groin area. It's like a surprise tackle when you least expect it, but definitely not part of the game plan.
And then we have umbilical hernias, which are a bit more common in babies. It's like when the little ones are trying to show off their belly buttons, but they take it a step too far.
Exactly. And let's not forget the hiatal hernia, which occurs when part of the stomach pushes through the diaphragm into the chest cavity. It's like the stomach saying, hey, I want a better view.
So how do these hernias happen? Well, it can be due to a combination of factors, like heavy lifting, obesity, or even just aging. It's like a perfect storm of circumstances that leads to that unexpected door crash.
No kidding. And while hernias can be serious, many people live with them without even realizing it. But trust me, if you start feeling a bulge or pain, it's time to call in the professionals.
Absolutely. The key takeaway here is that awareness is crucial. Understanding what a hernia is can help you catch it early and avoid any potential complications down the road.
So let's tackle some common misconceptions about hernias. First up, many folks think hernias only happen to older people. Not true. They can occur at any age, just like that embarrassing moment when you trip over your own feet.
Fair point, Liam. In fact, inguinal hernias are quite common in young men, especially those who are active. It's like their muscles are saying, hey, we want to join the party.
And speaking of parties, some people believe that lifting heavy objects is the only way to get a hernia, but that's just one way. Coughing, sneezing, or even straining during a workout can cause one too. It's like a surprise sneak attack.
No kidding. Another myth is that hernias will just go away on their own, if only it were that easy. Ignoring a hernia is like hoping your laundry will fold itself. Spoiler alert, it won't.
Exactly. It's important to seek medical advice if you suspect you have a hernia. Early intervention can prevent complications, like a game-winning play that keeps the team intact.
And let's not forget the idea that hernias are only a cosmetic issue. Some people think, oh, it's just a little bulge. But it can lead to serious health problems if left untreated. It's like ignoring a flat tire. It's only going to get worse.
Spot on. The takeaway here is that understanding these misconceptions can help people recognize the signs and seek help sooner rather than later. Knowledge is power, folks. All right, let's talk about the real-life implications of hernias. Picture this. You're at a family barbecue, and someone's trying to impress everyone with their weightlifting skills. Suddenly, they make that uh-oh face. Yep, that could be a hernia in the making.
Fair point, Liam. It's not just a funny moment. It can lead to serious discomfort and complications. Imagine trying to enjoy your burger while feeling a bulge in your abdomen. Definitely not the highlight of the day.
And speaking of highlights, let's not forget how hernias can affect daily activities, whether it's lifting groceries or even just sneezing. Those little actions can turn into big challenges. It's like trying to play basketball with a flat tire. Definitely not a winning strategy.
No kidding. Plus, there's the mental aspect. Living with a hernia can lead to anxiety about physical activities. People might avoid exercise, thinking they'll make it worse. It's like being benched during the big game.
Exactly. Understanding the implications of hernias is crucial. It's not just about the physical symptoms. It's about how they impact your quality of life. If you're feeling limited, it's time to seek help.
And let's not forget the importance of education. Knowing what to look for can help catch a hernia early. It's like having a game plan. Prevention is key.
Spot on. So if you or someone you know is experiencing symptoms, don't wait for the next family barbecue to take action. Remember, your health is worth the call to the doc. So let's dive into some audience questions. We've got a few that came in earlier, and I'm excited to tackle them. First up, someone asked, can you get a hernia from just sneezing? Well, the short answer is yes. Sneezing can create enough pressure to push something through a weak spot in the abdominal wall. It's like your body's way of saying, surprise.
Fair point, Liam. It's not just sneezing, though. Coughing and straining can also lead to hernias. It's a reminder that our bodies are pretty sensitive to pressure changes. So if you're feeling a sneeze coming on, brace yourself.
Speaking of sneezes, we've got another question here. Are hernias hereditary? Well, it can be a factor. If someone in your family has had a hernia, you might be at a higher risk. It's like inheriting your grandma's famous cookie recipe, except this one's not as sweet.
No kidding. And here's a fun one. Can hernias heal on their own? Well, I hate to break it to you, but they usually don't. Ignoring a hernia is like ignoring a leaky faucet. Eventually, it's going to cause some serious damage.
Exactly. It's important to get checked out if you suspect a hernia. Early intervention can save a lot of trouble down the line. It's like catching a cold before it turns into the flu. Better safe than sorry.
And let's wrap up with this question. What's the best way to prevent a hernia? Well, maintaining a healthy weight, avoiding heavy lifting, and strengthening your core can help. Think of it as building a solid defense. Keeping your body in shape is key.
Spot on. Thanks for those great questions, everyone. Remember, knowledge is power, and staying informed can help keep those organs where they belong. All right, folks, it's time for our host highlights. I want to kick things off by sharing my favorite moment from today's episode. That analogy about the abdominal wall being like a bouncer at a nightclub really cracked me up. I mean, those organs trying to sneak out? Classic.
Right on, Liam. I loved how we compared the layers of the abdominal wall to a lasagna. It's such a relatable way to visualize those layers. Who knew anatomy could make you hungry?
And let's not forget the sports analogies. My favorite was when we talked about hernias being like a surprise tackle. It's so true. 1 minute you're fine, and the next, bam, you're on the ground.
No kidding. It's all about being prepared. Just like in sports, knowing what to look for can save you from a nasty surprise.
Exactly. And I think the funniest part was when we joked about sneezing causing a hernia. It's such a common action, yet it can have serious implications. Who knew a sneeze could be so powerful?
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Remember, understanding your anatomy can keep you in the game, whether it's on the field or in everyday life.
Spot on. It's all about keeping those organs where they belong. Let's keep the laughs coming as we wrap this up. So, as we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned about the abdominal wall and hernias. It's been a wild ride, hasn't it? From sneezing our way into hernias to comparing our abdominal layers to lasagna, who knew anatomy could be so deliciously fun?
Right on, Liam. It's fascinating how understanding these concepts can really empower us to take better care of our bodies. I loved how we tackled those misconceptions. It's all about breaking down the barriers, much like the abdominal wall does for our organs.
And let's not forget the importance of awareness. Knowing what a hernia is and how it can impact our lives can help us catch issues early. It's like being the quarterback of your own health. Always ready for the next play.
Spot on. So, if you've enjoyed this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with your friends and family. Knowledge is contagious, and we want to spread it far and wide.
Absolutely. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, drop us a line. We love hearing from our listeners.
And remember, folks, your health is your best play. Stay informed, stay engaged, and keep laughing. Until next time, keep those organs where they belong, inside.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Thanks for joining us today on Laugh and Learn Anatomy Edition. We'll catch you next time.